You know, I wonder what it was like for the last days of the Nazis. I mean, the soldiers on the field, but literally the generals and the captains and all the rest that the rat lines, where tons of them, thousands of them, escaped all over the world. You know, at the end of the World War II and the Nazis, we knew that it was not the end of that regime, that ideology, that belief system. Anybody studying the concept of the Nazis and where they went after the war around the world, South America, South Africa, into the Catholic Church, all kinds of places. And then also the doctors and scientists were absorbed among the Russians and here in the United States. It was the end of the world in a sense for them. The Nazis believed they were going to take the entire world. They were going to rule for 1,000 years, and they were going to replace not just the Jews, but also Christendom and anything that stood in the way of its pagan superior belief systems. Listen, tonight we're dealing part 4 in the rise and the fall of the super soldier at the end of days. This again is a warning based on Psalm 2, based on Revelation 19, 19, and 19, 20. I would pray, as I did today, that soldiers, that military men and women, especially those that would be involved in any concept of super soldier projects and or planetary defense weapons systems. It's important that you hear. I can guarantee you that on the other side, there's going to be definitely, well, a supernatural speaking, involuntary feeling, involuntary thoughts that are going to be sent, going to be guiding, going to be leading politicians, military weapons development individuals. Oh, we're getting to the end of the end of days. And the Spirit of God said it in 1 John 2, this is how we know it is the last hour. You know what it is to work, you know, a 9-hour day, including your lunch, and you come to the last hour. You know at 3 o'clock you're going to leave, but at 2 o'clock it's the last hour. And God has said, literally 2,000 years ago, we are now in that last hour. How are you doing today? How is your life in the midst of the conflict? Oh, it's showing itself in the political realm. It's showing itself in the economic realm, in the realm of violence around the world, in the realm of decadence. My friends, we're glad that you're here tonight. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And we are here in this 1 hour, an hour of providence. By the providence of God, may He speak to you. I want to welcome all the believers in Christ, all those who are seekers and searchers, and those that are interested in this topic. To the recon folks, those checking in, doesn't matter where you're at, just simply nothing can be hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered, and it is laid bare before the eyes of God. That's in the book of Hebrews 4 if you want to check it out. Before we get into the body of the message, I do want to tell you that this has been a four-week or four-night study. The topic, like we always do now, is up on the website, The Rise and the Fall of the Super Soldier at the End of Days. Now, Monday night, The Rise of the Godmen, the Enhanced Super Soldier, the Nazi prototype. And then the Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Survive to Thrive Radio Network, Forged in Hell's Kitchen. Transmuted super soldiers and agents of chaos. You know, what they're going to bring. And then Wednesday night was the future troops of Antichrist and the promise of the rule of the elite. And again, just to reiterate, we ran out of time Wednesday. The promise of the rule of the elite, that idea of a glorious kingdom, a glorious living, and a rule. It's really what we find in Genesis 3. Homo lumos, homo deity. Well, it's never happened. And you can do all the calculations you want, but you got to calculate it in a biblical, revelatory sense. The finite cannot emerge, evolve, transmute, transform, and become the infinite. Friday night is the title Supernatural Super Soldiers, and then the end of that title is Their Black Flame Dashed in an Hour, Armageddon. I'm going to tell you right now that it's all headed towards Armageddon. All of the stuff that you see in the politics and in the economics and in the violence and even in the earth changes. All of the rise and the ramping up of spiritual warfare and demonic powers and the rise of Satanism, the rise of paganism, the rise of, the ritual release of satanic powers that are targeting, the body of Christ and pastors and leaders and also politicians and military folks. Unprecedented numbers. We've got a series called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. And we've got about 4 hours of that up already. We're going to have a fifth hour, I believe, Sunday it'll be up. And we're going to continue. It looks like it's going to go to 14 or 15 separate hours and sessions. It's like going to a conference. But I do hope you come to Michigan. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we are about 7 days away from the conference up there. So again, that is free. They're going to take a love offering up there. I get to teach about 6 hours, which includes some really open question and answer time. Saturday, March 27th, Upper Michigan, and you can go to shatterthedarkness.net. Scroll down, and you'll see where to click on. There's a web page that tells you how to register, what it's all about, all the information. I was finishing the details of the outline. You'll get outline notes, too, notes to go through, and different than anything we've done before. A little more new stuff that we're putting out and focusing on. We will have a conference in St. Louis and a conference in Nashville. You can look at those two coming up. But we really hope to see you, and it's always great to meet you. Thank you for those who've written in and said you're coming. And looks like folks from Canada, United States, are coming down to the, coming up to the Upper Peninsula. Michigan, here we come. And next month, St. Louis. The end of next month, Nashville. We want to get out to Montana, actually. We got folks asking. Also in California. And also here in Canton, Ohio. So be looking for upcoming conference information and the possibilities. For the believers in Christ, I do request your prayers over all of this. For the military individuals, right? You know, checking in tonight. Maybe you're going to get it later. Maybe you're going to listen to the archive, or maybe somebody sends it to you to recon it. Maybe again, we welcome you if you're a government, worker and InfoGuard, whatever. We're glad that you're listening. Because the more you listen, the more you realize that the simple fact is behind this voice, you know, the Spirit of God that guides my heart is simply God loves you, God knows you, God wants you. And without Him, where do you stand? In these days of living, but also in death. You know, when we die and we're put in the casket and we rot and our physical bodies are, I mean, it's about that. And there is absolute infallible assurance about indestructible immortality. So take a listen today as we get into the fourth part of the rise and the fall of the super soldier. And let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you now that the reason for the satanic ramping up, the reason for the unprecedented, unequaled manifestation of satanic powers, masqueraded in like a angel of light, as the scripture says, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, counterfeit spiritual movement like the New Age movement, counterfeit doctrines, counterfeit, you know, there's a lot of experiences. They're all real, but some of them are, listen, if they're not from God and they're spiritual experiences, I can guarantee you they're going to be lethal. They're going to be deceptive. They're going to preoccupy you. They're going to distract you, and they will never, ever, ever lead you to God. Never. They'll pull you away. And so I pray for you today and pray that the Spirit of the living God who, listen, who's out there to summon you, to call you. God's ready for you. God's summoning you. And today, if you listen to the Spirit of God, if you listen to the Word of God, you can come to know the living God personally, really, in your life. The Spirit of God can come in. Let me ask you about Jesus Christ. You know, when others are out there trying to say that he was a guru, that he was a ascended master, that he was a alien from another land, you know, another planet, that he was a good teacher, all those kind of things. In Jesus' day, he said, "Whom do men say that I am?" And I can guarantee you that any kind of spiritual teaching that presents a de-deified, non-savior, kind of little pocket-sized alternative but fake Jesus, well, don't be satisfied, because the fake can do nothing for you. There is a stringent and stern warning in Galatians 1 for those that deceive people and teach a fake Christ and a fake message. It's very important we understand the difference. God in human flesh, all the prophets spoke in advance, all the apostles and writers of scriptures, the elect angels of God, and guess what? Even the demons. Back then, and as I've been involved in hundreds of deliverance sessions, the demons know today. They don't care about Katsikadal. They don't care about Muhammad or Buddha. They don't care about gurus from India. They don't care about alien grays or whatever. They only fear, hate, mock, and seek to deceive people and draw people away from the living Christ, the one that died on that cross. For every soldier, for everyone that has seen the smoke, smelt the blood, and heard the bombs and the clicks of the guns, felt the heightened energy and awareness when battles were engaged, when brothers fell, and the enemy sought to kill you. In the midst of all of this, it's a fallen world, never meant to be like this, but biblical revealed, God says it in advance, vast wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation. There is coming a great chaos and a slaughtering. There is coming a great masqueraded globalism that will bring the greatest destruction of human lives in the shortest amount of time in all of human history. You can study and take a little glimpse of this, Revelation chapter 9. Now today we're going to talk about Armageddon for a moment. You know that if you've been listening to me, I've made a lot about Revelation 19:19. It's future prophecy. If you know anything about prophecy, when it comes to God, biblical, spirit-given prophecy from God, then you know that it's been infallible, accurate, detailed, always on target, that God reveals not only what he's going to do in the future, but in the Bible is the only revelation, the only place you will find specific, detailed, heads-up revelation that tells you what Satan and the evolution of the satanic agenda is all about. I'll mention tonight that concept of the frog in the kettle approach. And then the coming burst, the big chaos, the bloodshed, the collapse of nations and structures, only to replace all of it with a new regime. And I will say it again, for all those that listen to all this conspiracy, you know, teachers, and listen to all those that are giving the warnings. None of it is possible without sheer spiritual powers. There are powers that are deeply moving in the world today. Prophesied, it'll be unprecedented, unequaled. And there is no globalism without the spirit behind globalism. There is no massive chaos and destruction of humanity without the kind of satanic inverted Pentecost. Counterfeit everything, but it leads to great bloodshed. It leads to great, well, critical mass against the Jews, against Christendom, against anything. Because you know why? The Antichrist, 2 Thessalonians 2, he is called Anthropos Anamos. When the apocalypse of the Antichrist, or the man of sin, of lawlessness, this means, if you read Daniel 2, sheer, fierce, absolute, total opposition to anything God, God's name, God's book, God's people, any kind of symbol, anything. When Antichrist comes, it's about the attempt to eradicate the world of any sense of the God of heaven. Now, you got to understand, this is a war. It began in the heavenlies, came here. You and I are in the midst of it. Jesus said, I will build a church. The gates of hell, Hades, will not prevail. We were born into a battle. There are many that might be listening right now tonight that you understand the world is a battlefield, and that you've been wounded, that you've been hurt, that you've been going through life. That there's all kinds of things that are offered to us, that something's wrong inside of us, that, man, we're messed up, we're sinners, we got guilt, we do wrong, we got addictions. And there's many that are trying to find a way out. Have you ever looked at the cross? Have you understood that the Messiah prophesied 1,000 years in advance, 700 years in advance, hundreds of prophecies? When he showed up, all of hell quaked, and Satan sought to destroy the baby Jesus. He tried to. Remember when all the babies were killed? That was acknowledged in prophecy years and years and years in advance. Revelation 12 is very clear about the attempted slaughter of Christ because of what he was going to do. Anybody that, you know, really understands being a believer now knows that you've got to go beyond the bits and pieces of the Bible, the bits and pieces that you've been fed. You got to have systematic, the Word of God just unveiled and looked over and gone over again and again and again and again. So tonight, as I would pray that really truly, and I would have no question tonight, there'd be those who have been in some kind of super soldier project or have been recruited. And maybe out of the 4 point some million satanic ritual abused, DID, MPD, you know what I'm talking about, the chosen ones. Inside of those that I've dealt with anyway over 20 some years, there are personalities that are created to be assassins, fighters, killers, weapons. They can use weapons and bombs, and even they understand chemical weapons and poisons. When they switch to the sub-personality that was programmed by the imposition and force of will in raw personality, then demonized, it is clearly, when triggered, almost having an unstoppable beast coming your way. The beasts of the earth. Blood is their desire. If they've been given targets, they will do all to slaughter them when the great chaos breaks out. Many of them on the inside have told me that they're looking for the great and the glorious day of a new Führer, a new leader, a new world ruler, and that they will rule and reign, and they are the legions that shall rule the earth, and that they shall make Hitler's SS troops look like choir boys. Now, some of you might be listening tonight and say, well, what is all the, you know, I've heard this before, Russ, and I want you to understand that everything is focused not just on the chaos, not even on the rise of Antichrist, not even when he goes to the temple and declares himself God. That is not the end game. Revelation 19:19, the accumulation of the world's most powerful, supernaturally induced, supernaturally guided, supernaturally charged military system. It's been the frog in the kettle approach. It's under deep supernatural secrecy in its development. It is very possible by the hundreds of thousands that many of these chosen super soldiers are there, waiting for the activation, waiting for the triggering, waiting for the call. Again, I'm going to tell you that, and those Satanists and those Luciferians that are listening will know what I'm talking about. That even though the dark side is bulging at the seams to break through, like a dam whose waters have come to the top and spilling over, and it's cracking and there's leaks and it's pushing and it's pushing and it's pushing. But revelation of the Spirit of God in 2 Thessalonians 2 tells us one thing. God has his sovereign finger on the next big globally impacting event. The Great Rebellion, the chaos, the Black Awakening, is restrained. The restrainer is there. When the restrainer is removed, the world will know, as all hell is unleashed, and on the heels of all hell being unleashed, apocalypse, anthropos anamos. The unveiling of the man of lawlessness. Listen, why did God give 2,600 years ago so much information on the Antichrist? And again and again and again we read about him, well, in 1 John, but primarily in the book of Revelation. One third of the New Testament being basically prophetic revelation. So tonight, again, if you understand the spiritual force, the spiritual guidance, the spiritual direction is as if Satan does not have his spiritual eggs in one basket. On the one hand, there is the New Age spirits guiding and bringing counterfeit alternative spiritual experiences and spiritual movement and spiritual, events. And it's all real, but lethal and distracting and preoccupies individuals and gives them a sense of spirituality, but no connection to God, actually. No assurance of eternal life, seeing God face to face. No sense of the flood of the love of God in their depth of their soul. No forgiveness. Oh, the barrier for millions of New Agers is still there. Remote viewers, psychics, all around the world, occultists, seekers. You can have a million counterfeit spiritual experiences. Not one, if it comes from finite dark presence, will open up the heart and the face of God to you. There is one that has done this. And again, unequaled monogenesis we read about in Gospel of John 3. You gotta take a look. Don't be persuaded by the spirits that have guided doctrines of Didache, that they have presented a different Jesus that you can't know, that you can't really call on, and they can't help you, and it's no more than a rabbit's foot in your pocket. A fake Christ is no Savior. A fake Christ is not Emmanuel, God, literally, in human flesh. A fake Christ didn't die and shed sinless blood on the cross. A fake Christ didn't go to hell and announce the victories. A fake Christ didn't rise from the dead as prophesied 1,000 years in advance, Psalm 16. A fake Christ didn't meet with hundreds of followers for 40 days before the ascension. It wasn't a fake Christ that ascended into the heavens back to the glory that he had before the creation of the world, back to the glory that he came from, the eternal, infinite, immeasurable, indestructible Christ God. Now, I say all that to say this tonight. There is a revelation that God has given concerning the playbook, the plan, the agenda, the satanic agenda. Oh, it is real. Peter didn't understand it. Remember, he tried to get Jesus to divert his direction. He tried to get Jesus to go a different direction. Peter didn't know what was going on. Something superior to Peter influenced him, guided him to speak to try to divert Jesus. Satan was hiding behind Peter. Satan was piggybacking Peter. Do you understand in spiritual warfare the concept of piggybacking? When dark spirits or even Satan himself would come and behind another person, instead of direct warfare to you, in their flesh, in their unsaved nature, or in their fleshliness, move on them with involuntary thought, involuntary feeling, to get them to speak the arrows, Ephesians 6, the arrows that are sent to you by the enemy to harm you, to give you misdirection. Now, Jesus was never outwitted by the enemy. There's nothing the enemy ever did to outwit him, not in the challenges, not in the misdirected quoting of Scripture. Satan wanted to kill him. Satan wanted to destroy him. Revelation 12 was clear about that. And R19:19 is all about Satan again wanting to kill Christ. Does anybody want to crucify him again? Yes. Does anybody want to annihilate Jesus Christ in the descent? Yes. Has anybody deeply read one single verse, Revelation 19:19, and asked questions and looked at the implications? How in the world there in the future? Is it 7 years away? Is it 10 years away? Is it 12? I don't know, but it's close. Because super soldiers have been developed. And when I say super soldiers, I'm not talking about those who eat protein bars, work out well, have the best technology, the best, Kevlar. It's the best weapon. It's not that I'm talking about. I'm talking about those who've been sucked into a darker plan, where maybe transgenics, that can be part of it, but that's not really even the root. The root is creating spiritually charged satanic powers weaponized in a human being. Listen, it happened in the Old Testament. Mark's Gospel chapter 5 will tell you about a man that had so much demonic presence inside of him, so much power inside of him, that he literally, when chained with iron chains, was able to break them. He had enormous supernatural, superhuman strength. That is the offer of the dark prince. That is the offer of a presence to the NSA and to the CIA and to the DOD and to the secret projects. It's part of Monarch. It's part of MKUltra. It's part of Phoenix. It's part of Talon. It's part of all those things. It involves, yes, the will of a human being, because in order to be possessed or charged by demonic force, the will must be opened. The will must be given over. And the ungodly, demonic-taught technology of imposing programming into sub-personalities created in the developing super soldier. You know what that is? The imposition of will in raw, neutral human will. It's the takeover of the human will. It's the subjugation of the human will. It's the violation of the human will. It is demonic technology from beginning to end. All the chosen ones, the super soldiers, are being told that they are elitists, superior to regular humans. And they're told that they're way beyond the rest of us, and they're given enhancement. One personality might be able to astral project. One personality might be able to, well, they can call it technical remote viewing. One personality might be trained in weaponry. One personality may be trained in releasing demons to attack individuals. One personality may have the power to project what they would call psi power to what? Bash the mental thought of a general, of a captain, of a soldier, of an enemy. I'm sad to say that Colonel Shannon's 1st Earth Battalion is but precursors to deeper, darker layering of spiritual presence and force. Yes, they're going to give you abilities. Weapons development, weapons. Listen, let me tell you something now. If any military scientist, weapons development specialist, any super soldier perpetrator gets a hold of this, you know that what I'm saying is absolutely true, in the sense that you know that something is giving you, you might think of it as technology, in the transmuting that brings supernatural enhancement, force, control, empowerment to create killing machines. That's all they're created for. All of the stuff we've seen in the 80s and the 90s about millions of satanic, richly abused individuals, about the purposeful creation of multiple personality disorder. That is all but 2% of the real information that needs to be told. The technology to split the human personality straight from Hell's Kitchen. The technology teaching the scientists, the doctors, Nazis or Americans, it doesn't make any, Rush, doesn't make any difference. If you set your will against the living Christ, and you will have to do that, and if you buy into the supercharged, supernatural, high, hidden, secretive, elitist technologies, especially in mind control, soul control, in taking a human being and turning them into a controlled, I mean a literal, it's more than a robot, it's more than mental, it's more than all of that. See, when you look at the implications of Revelation 19:19, ultimately it's about sheer depth of satanic presence and power, and I will tell you that it's a process of layering until the mark of the beast, and until this living image that demands worship of the beast, the Therion, the beast. The power layered into the super soldier again and again and again. I've already gone over the issues of millions of rituals. This month, hundreds of thousands nationwide. What God said back in 2 Kings 20, 21, 22, about the nation of Israel and the city of God, that innocent blood had been shed from one side to the other. Most people didn't know. In Ezekiel's day, chapter 8, the blood shed deep in the caves, deep in the hidden places. Nobody knew. But God. And God is able to blow a hole into the substructure of radical evil. Part of tonight's message is to perpetrators, to super soldiers that understand the concept of the spiritual nature of it, in the sight of God, in His direct knowledge, and in the offer of grace, I call you in His name, Jesus Christ, get out. Come now and repent. Come now and whistleblow. Come now and surrender. Listen, Why not surrender your life to the living God? You fear losing it. We will all lose our lives in one sense. Jesus said, he who loses his life for Christ's sake and the gospel will find it. But anybody that saves their life, you buy into the Luciferic, spiritual, progressive layering of the super soldier to create the most demonized, mind-controlled, will-controlled, enhanced human being that will be on the field of arms. See, some of those listening right now, maybe you're a super soldier. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you know you have sub-personalities that are demonized, and they would literally rage and hate at what I have to say. They would literally rage and hate concerning me. And all I am is a man telling you about the real Christ, the real blood, the pure blood of Jesus. And you know the demons and the powers fear that. Now, some super soldiers, you've been convinced it's just energy. It's just some extra enhanced energy. And I'm going to tell you right now, behind the energy is an entity. The energy you feel, the charge you feel, flows from, is inseparably connected to, an entity who will not show its face to you, because you would be appalled, but would morph, masquerade. Spirits of the New Age, translucent beings, ascended masters, ancient, the Great White Brotherhood, speaking and guiding and directing and enhancing humanity. There is an agenda that the Spirit of God has exposed in systematic format. And it involves not only the ultimate end, that it will eventually occur. There will be a super soldier military system globally ruled. I mean, we're talking about the globe. Beyond the United States, beyond Russia, beyond China, beyond all of it, there will be the most powerful military system. And those who are hungry for war, those who are hungry for military, superiority, not about saving and protecting a nation, but I mean just simply nothing more than military superiority in the global sense. If you've bought into the idea that it's got to be global, we've got to have the most advanced. Listen, anybody that wants to track this, any believer in Christ, two things to continue to look at. The development supernaturally of supernaturally induced super soldiers. This goes way beyond any technology. Guns, belts, vests, boots, drones. This is about those that are so layered with dark presence, dark energy, that they are ready to slaughter. That they give allegiance to Anthropos Anamos, a little horn with a blasphemous mouth, who has a face that looks like a man. Satan in human skin, guiding the political for one reason to guide, control the political, to build the military. You see, there is no political ideology that can be sustained without the force, military, the power to not only bring it to ascendancy. So is it the ultimate goal just that Satan stands in a temple and says, I'm God, I'm God, I'm God? No, that's what he's going to do, but that's not the ultimate goal. Is the ultimate goal to annihilate Israel and attempt to? Yeah, he'll do that. He'll try. Won't succeed. Not the ultimate goal. Will he give an edict and try to kill believers worldwide? Revelation 7. Yeah, but he won't succeed. Will he bring great damage to the world? Yeah. Will he help? Oh, will this regime open the abyss? Will it be a demonic opening of the abyss? Yes. Will the realm open up for all those that want the aliens to come on across? Well, they're going to come. They're going to come right out of the abyss. And barring the mark of God, you are the target. Because of the sovereign hand of God, he will not let that which has been in the abyss all this time to touch one single believer in Jesus. Talk about superiority. We as human beings stand there under the grace and the mercy and the shielding of God. Not one entity raging out of the abyss will touch one believer in Christ. It's, in some sense, all going to backfire on Luciferians, Brotherhooders, New Agers, those who have been mesmerized by Anthropos Anamos, Antichrist, the beast. And the undergrounders that are already making the pledges and thinking and considering the concept of the mark. Let me tell you something about Revelation 19:19-19:20. It is very, very, very clear that the totality of this massive, massive military system, by that time in the future, and only the Word of God can take you to actual, infallible, accurate, detailed coming history. God's never failed. This is not Nostradamus. This is not Edgar Cayce. This is not Sylvia Brown. This is not old Gene Dixon. This is not a remote viewer. The uncreated, infinite Spirit of God does not rely on the Akashic records, the inspiration of dark spirits. As a matter of fact, they're the ones trying to counterfeit God. Poor job doing it. The finite just cannot compete with immeasurable omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, infinity. There will be no soldier on the field, Revelation 19:19, that has not been layered demonically, spiritually charged, programmed, enhanced. There'll be no soldier on the field in that day that hasn't taken the mark of the beast. The Greek word for the mark deals with the idea of a branding. They've been branded. The idea of ownership, to see the brand, the mark, is to know who you're given allegiance to. But I'm going to give you my opinion, too, about the mark. I don't believe you can accept the mark without acquiring demonic attachment. See, as believers in Christ, any person, any human being that hears the message of Jesus and believes on the cross, on Jesus Christ and all that he did on the cross, given the gift of the Spirit of God. He's called the mark. We are marked with the Spirit of God. And it has the idea of God's ownership. God knows us. God knows me. He knows my voice. He knows my name. He dwells within me. I know him. I am marked with the Spirit of God. And when the call and the end comes and the Lord descends and the dead in Christ rise, we who are alive, harpezo, the Greek word, snatched up in less than a second on an atomic level. Flash. 1 Corinthians 15, the Greek word atomos is used. From mortal to indestructible immortality in less than a second. Physicists, theoretical physicists, scientists, those interested in all the concepts, string theory and black holes and black energy and everything else. This is something so beyond, because it's not finite. It's not created order. It's not about the material affecting material. It's about the immaterial affecting material. It's about the infinite in an atomic flash. every single believer in Jesus Christ, whom the Spirit of God is dwelling in. The dead in Christ first, of course. We are alive, harpezo, caught up. See, you won't see the ride. It's just quicker than a twinkling of an eye. It is so powerful and so massive that it involves believers from thousands of years ago and every one of us right here, right now. In less than a second, in less than a split second, in less than a splittable moment in time, every single believer will be in the presence of Jesu Christu and see him and look on him. And if you look for a moment, then look back at your body, because now it's immortal, indestructible, glorified. That is the true coming race. So beyond the counterfeit, so beyond the cheap imitation. I plead with those listening, come to Christ. Outside of that, you may end up on that field in Revelation 19:19. When the, well, Satan in human skin, Homo Satanas, when he leads the world, all the top leaders are in agreement, all the military leaders are in agreement, all of the planetary defense weapon systems and supernatural abilities, well, I believe they'll have supernatural abilities. I believe there might be like almost like a harmonic convergence of gathering together, triangulating and bringing all their powers together and shooting it up into space to destroy the descent of the living Christ. They come in Revelation 19:19 to make war on the rider of the white horse, the Lamb of God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, descending out of the heavens now in the visible physical realm. This is the apocalypse of Christ. You can say, I don't believe it. You can try to change it. You can do whatever you want. Nothing that you do, and even those who give themselves to the cause of this super soldier military system that decides to make war. Are you going to be there to make war on Christ? I mean, ritual workers do it constantly in their mock of the Catholic Mass, the old, old satanic black mass. Most all the rituals anybody knows today, are they're very old. Vast, dark rituals. Vast, vast doorways opening. Summoning of demons. The soldiers in any kind of hidden, underground, psi warrior, spiritual, super warrior, it's guaranteed that that's part of the layering that will lead you to the mark of the beast. The mark of what you might see is the world's brilliant, super leader, Homo Lumos. What is he? You gonna give your life to him? You're going to worship the image of the beast. You ever study the image of the beast? There's a breath of life. It's as though that it's alive. Revelation 19:20 tells us that all those soldiers, all the military, all the kings of the earth, all those who are there at Armageddon are the most possessed, supernaturally charged, supernaturally enhanced. There will never be a higher state of demonization, diamonizoid, in history. Superhuman ability, super technology, super numbers, maybe the millions on the field. All for one reason: kill Christ. The third and the final attempt, kill God. Stop Christ. You see, when Christ comes, he ends all of evil, all of war, all of rape, all of sin. He ends it all, finally. The age of peace, no more war, no more rape, no more. The nations are being healed. You see, a real, real new age that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, brings. An eternal kingdom and a omnion basileia. An eternal kingdom, a reign, a rule, fused by the manifest presence and power of the infinite God. Anybody looking at the cross knows it's all about one thing on God's side of the fence, that he loves you, that he wants you, that the depth of the emotion of the infinite God seeks you, wills you, wants. He knows your name. And in his presence, wherever you're at right now, and whenever you're listening to this, I, as a human being, just simply beg you, come to Christ. Give your life to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I believe by the providence of God, either tonight or some other later date, in the archives or by CD, disc, whatever it may be. Underground in military offices, given to the upper echelon, handlers, perpetrators, elitists, whatever. You know, whether it's United States and Canada, whether it's Europe, Italy, inside the Vatican. As you listen, whether now, 6 months from now, the living Christ, by the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God, summons you. You may feel the power of God. You may feel the conviction of your sin. You may feel the light. If you've got demons inside, you may feel the war and their cry to get away, get away, get away. They can't handle the name. Jesu Christu. They know the power of the blood. They know the power of the infinite Christ. They know the power of the cross. Question is, do you? I think that all of us that have family members that love our family, when we have soldiers going into military, and even those of you in Russia, because money could be offered and all kinds of things could be offered and whatever it might be, but are you willing to let them take your mind, your soul, your will, to divide you up and put powers in you and abilities in you and demonization and maybe not even let you completely know ultimately? Let me tell you what God will show you. Do you want to time travel? Revelation 19, this is for all the chosen ones. This is for all the super soldiers under a supernatural enhancement. This is for all the Luciferian-oriented perpetrators and leaders and people that want the globalism and want the world teacher, and they want the end of the Jews and the end of Christians, and they want blood. This is for you, Revelation 19:20. You ever read it? You ever read where it just simply says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet? And it's probably true that the beast is alive right now on the planet, and therefore the false prophet is alive. Under the secret power of lawlessness, with the finger of God, that restraint that keeps him from bursting out with their project. This false prophet that brought about miracles, again, unprecedented numbers of them. You know, he brought these out, which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast. You see that? Which received the Shar. Have you ever read this? You know what the word means? It's the idea of a stamp. Of an engraving. I believe it's probably visible in some sense, but I believe that if it is the mark of the beast,
in all left-hand path, in all the dark, in all the dark ones that I've dealt with, I believe personally, my opinion now, that it brings an acquisition of demonic presence for the sake of control, linking the individual to the domain of darkness. See, the prince of the power of the Eros, the air, the spirit who's now operative supernaturally in those who live in opposed to God, opposed to Christ, they're living in disobedience. Your sins are still on your head. Your blood is on your own head. Hell is on your shoulders. Eternal loss is just before you. You receive the mark of the beast. And listen, Revelation 19:19 shows that the individuals are these supernaturally enhanced, super soldier, super military, and the largest number in history. Collectively, they all have the mark. Collectively, they all have worshipped this icona, this image, living, live image. You know what it says? Right then and there. Maybe in less than an hour. Obviously less than a day. This is the day of the Lord. The culmination. You ever read Revelation 19:19? I would ask for all of those Luciferian military strategists. Talk about Armageddon. In the descent of Christ, he comes to make war. Oh, listen, on those who are left, the only ones on the planet in that day are those who have rejected with all of their heart and life. They refuse to love the truth and so be saved. You closed your heart on God, on Christ. You embraced the lie. You've taken the mark. You've worshipped the image. You're gone. It's over. A single scripture shows all of those in the brotherhood, all of those in the old black flame, all of those in the Luciferian camp, all of those New Agers that are waiting for the convergence that guides them to a human transformation, to deity, and embracing the world teacher that Alice Bailey and others talked about. Well, I don't want to just say you're dead meat, you're dead souls, you're gone. You will not see the glory of God. You will lose yourself forever. Look at Revelation 19:20. It's all over in one day. All that you've planned, all that you've been a part of. Get out now. Get out now. Fight against darkness. Christians, fight against darkness. Stand up with the authority of Christ and fight for the souls of men while we have time. This is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net.